I phone my mother almost every day. She's in her late 80s. Hearing my voice seems to do her a world of good. If she had a computer, I'd give Mom a regular video dose of me, too. It could be done with standard, easy-to-use technology. But she's never in her life used a keyboard attached to anything but a typewriter. And out of principle, my mother won't touch a thing that's called a mouse, no matter what it's made of. That's too bad, because video can add an important dimension, literally and figuratively, to communication over a distance. I just read a fascinating article in the Journal of Medical Internet Research. A Taste of Things to Come, the journal itself is published online. The report is about the effect on nursing home residents of establishing a video link between patients and their families. 16 long-term care facilities in Taiwan provided a weekly, 5-minute video connection between 40 randomly chosen residents and their families. A comparison group, in research lingo, a control group, of 50 patients did not receive this service. All subjects were at least 60 years old, with an average age of 77. Regular phone calls and face-to-face visits continued as before in both groups. The video was nothing fancy. It was based on off-the-shelf laptop computers loaded with Skype and Windows Live Messenger, which are simple internet communication programs. Psychological tests performed 3, 6, and 12 months after establishing the video connection found a significant difference between residents who had regular voice and picture contact with their family and those who didn't. Measured levels of social connection were higher, and loneliness and depression scores were lower for those who'd seen their families on a video screen for 5 minutes a week. These effects persisted through the year-long duration of the study. To me, it's pretty astounding that 5 minutes a week of low-end video communication with a loved one is enough to make a significant difference in the psychological well-being of an older person. Whenever I wrote my grandparents from college, they'd respond right away with a letter and enclose $10 or $20 bill. They were thrilled to get even a few words from me on a postcard. Understanding now how much my small efforts at communication meant to them, I wish I'd written more often. I'm doing better with my mother. I continue to call her most days and will try to visit her in Chicago every 2 or 3 months. In my professional life, I plan to keep after those who care for people at risk of isolation, especially residential and homebound patients. Healthcare institutions need to exploit the ever easier, cheaper, and more reliable electronic technologies that keep people feeling better connected. Connection itself is therapeutic. And here's a hint to my own kids. Unlike Grandma, Mom and I do use a computer.